on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for making the change in the schedule and apologize for the delay today.
No problems. I'm happy to do all these things here. It's all good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your team, which finished the regular season on quite a roll, four-game win streak with a couple of wins last week over James Madison and Towson. What did you do well last week in the two wins?
Oh, geez. You know, it was. I thought we played a pretty complete game down at JMU. It was, you know, and they're a dangerous team. They're a good team. I mean, Lou's done a great job of keeping those guys together. They had won three out of four coming into the game, and of course they had a big win last night. So, you know, good team. I'm one of those teams. I'm glad we're not playing in the first round. So I'm able to get it on the road too. I mean, it's. I think we ended up being 6-3 on the road, which is not easy to do in any league. So proud of what we did there. And then Towson, we just you know, found a way to hang on. We found a way to be tough enough. You know, no one's tougher than Towson. They're always going to be the toughest team on the floor. So, but you better get your toughness level up against them to as good as you can be. And I thought we found a way to be just quite tough enough to pull it out. Not sure if the game would have gone 5 minutes longer, what would have happened, but we found a way to pull it out. So, you know, we said at the beginning of February, if you want to be good in March, you better be good in February. And I think we were. We had a real good month of February. And, you know, we feel good about ourselves. But, you know, that being said, we all know this. It's win one, buy one now. So everybody's the same. It doesn't matter what you – it matters what you did in February, but we're also all 0-0 now. So we all know it.
Got a couple questions in queue. Ella, if you'll open up the line of Mark Herman, please.
The line of Mark Herman is now open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Okay, how about you? Hey, how would
doing
you describe the various, very different games that you had against UNC Wilmington this year?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we got the best of them one night, and they got the best of us the other night. So, you know, I think it kind of defines what our league's all about. I mean, it's just it doesn't matter where you play. What it's just anybody can beat anybody. Anybody's as good as anybody. The difference between, you know, between first and eight, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5 is, it doesn't matter. It's going to be minimal, and that's the case with this game. And you know, two teams that are going to go toe to toe, two teams that play hard, and you know, it's. I think what that means is one game is both games were large margins, so this one will probably go right down to the wire.
Yeah. And you know, just looking back on Saturday and the last game that Rock got to play on your home court, what was your reflection like? And you saw him as a high school player, and what was it like to see him go all the way through this?
Yeah, you know, the senior day is an emotional day. I mean, you stand out there at half court and you look over, and this player that it seems like yesterday you recruited out of high school, as you referred to, is now walking towards you, and it's going to be his last game. And it's, you know, it's hard. You just a lot of emotions going through your head. I mean, you know, you're kind of choking back tears, and at the same time, you're just so proud of what you see. And I mean, look at him. I mean, he's within reach of breaking David Robinson's all-time record for rebounds in the conference. I mean, it's staggering what he's done. And forget the individual records. He's rewritten the record book. I mean, he's leads the conference in field goal percentage. But he's made us a winner. And that's the most important thing, is make your team win. I mean, what he's done in his 4 years is just amazing. Like, I don't know how many players win as many games as he did in the 4 years. So, you know, really proud of who he is, what he's become, and, you know, the fact that he's a winner.
And just one last thing for me, when you have guys like him and Justin and Eli, can you describe your feeling when you reflect on what it was like when you got at Hofstra and you're scrambling just to get enough guys to have a team?
Yeah, it was first year. Although I think we had a good first year, we didn't win a lot of games. But boy, I'll tell you what, we changed the culture of the program, and you know, it was a lot of people were responsible for that. All the players and guys that played that year, but also guys that were sitting out that year. So we're listen. The battle cry is try to have it when you're a mid-major school. try to give your school a chance to win the conference tournament every year. Have a chance to win it. And I think that's where we are. I mean, I don't know if we're favored to win it. I don't know if we're predicted to lose in the first round. But I know that we all feel like we have a chance to win it. And that's all anybody wants. So.
Hey, thanks, Joe. See you down there.
Thanks, Mark. See you.
Can you open up the line of Dave Johnson, please?
The line of Dave Johnson is now open.
Good morning, Joe. You touched on this a couple questions ago about the balance, I guess, in this league this year. I know that's something that's discussed every year when you have a tournament, but it really seems pretty pronounced this year with a lot of the teams at the lower end of the standings who have beaten a lot of the teams at the top end. Does this seem like an extraordinary year for you in that regard?
Just to play on that word a little bit, extraordinary. I feel like it's that way every year. You know, I mean, look, Elon finished 10th, and they beat us on our home court. So, you know, it's maybe it's a little more pronounced this year, but I don't know. It just seems like every year, it's just the difference between 1 and 10 is just so minimal. And whatever league you're in, it's the toughest league in the country. But I know this. This league is as good as any in the country. I wish it was a little more. At least more people knew about our league and what a great league it was. But you know, it's a heck of a league.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Joe. You touched on what a great month of February your team has had. What's come together so well for them, and what are some of the keys to making a run in the tournament?
Well, you know, everybody talks about, you know, Justin Wright Foreman, Rokas Gustis, Elijah Pemberton, and they should. I mean, they should. Those are our guys. But, you know, it's the other guys that have made us a good team. It's DeJour Bowie and Stafford Trueheart and Jalen Ray and Hunter Sabady and Kenny Wormley. It's those guys that have come off the bench and they seem to understand what their role is, and they seem to have bought into what their role is and how they can make the team win. And so that's what we're doing. You know, I don't know if our keys are any different than anybody else. I mean, everybody's got to make some open shots. You got to stay healthy. You got to stay out of foul trouble. You got to, you know, every prep would be different. I mean, the keys that you might have for Wilmington might be different than the keys you'd have for anybody else you might play. But, you know, I think it comes down to the intangibles. You know, make some foul shots, make your open shots, stay out of foul trouble, stay healthy. You know, hope that the gods of basketball are with you.
All right, Joe. Thanks again for making the change in your schedule today and your time all year long, and look forward to seeing you in Charleston this weekend.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for all you do. You do a great job with this stuff, Rob.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you, man.